Welcome to the show today. We have a great, great broadcast for you today. We have a lead actor from October Baby, which is in theaters right now. I think it's on its fifth week, and it's a great show. I haven't been able to get there and go see it yet, but I was seeing the trailers, and I was at the NRB, and I was supposed to see it that night, but it started to get a little snowy out there and icy. When I was there, I wasn't sure how far the location was from where I was staying, so I just headed home. But I've heard it's great. The previews and everything that I've seen has been great, and I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Jason Berkey. How are you doing, Jason?
Hey, good, David. Thanks for having me.
Amen, amen. So tell us, my brother, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I hail from the Chicago area. Grew up there. Went to college at Taylor University in Indiana and had studied film production and thought that was kind of the direction I wanted to go beyond the production end. I had always grown up acting and loved it. When I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, about 3.5 years ago, I kind of switched gears and decided to pursue this acting thing and realized that was really my true passion. So here I am.
Wow. And what other shows have you been in besides October Baby?
October Baby has definitely been the biggest project I've been a part of. I've done a handful of other independent feature films, commercials, music videos, a lot of things like that. So definitely this is the biggest thing I've been a part of. So
wow, man. How did you get involved in this project?
Well, I had worked with the Irwins on a project back in 2009 with a lot of the same cast and crew of October Baby. And everyone just really clicked and became great friends. And that project didn't go anywhere. And so a year later, the Irwins were like, hey, we want to get our team back together and we're going to do a feature this time. And they sent us the script and we read through and we're like, yeah, we're on board. Let's do it.
Amen. Amen. And did when you read the script, I know you previewed it, could you see yourself playing the lead role on this?
Yes, I could. I was fortunate enough, to have them write this role with me in mind.
Oh, that's good. That's always good.
Yeah, so it's good. So they kind of tailored it to me, which is a great thing for an actor. So I could. And just the script itself, I was moved by it, and the story I thought was powerful. And so, I for sure saw myself being in it, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Now, for those that have not seen the movie or have seen much publicity of it, give them a little bit of a synopsis of what it's about.
Sure. So it follows the story of a 19-year-old girl, Hannah, who discovers that she's adopted, and on top of that, she's a survivor of a failed abortion. And so I play her childhood best friend, and I kind of convince her to go on this trip to try to discover who she is, try to find her birth mother, and find answers to these questions about her past.
Amen, amen. Now you got an awesome cast there that I was reading. Got two good veteran actors, John Snyder and Jasmine Guy. How was it working with those two?
Oh, they're incredible. Jasmine has one of the most powerful scenes in the whole film, and I have a few scenes with John, and he's an amazing guy, real professional, and had a lot of fun working with them. So I'm honored to to have been a part of a project that had them in it. They definitely helped make the movie what it is.
Now, was the majority of the actors and crew, were they Christian?
Yes. Yes. Most everyone involved were believers, and most of us had all worked together before, so it was a good little community.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, what kind of locations were you at?
Locations?
Yeah, where did y'all shoot at?
Yeah, most of it was filmed in Birmingham, Alabama. It was all Alabama, so Birmingham, Mobile, and Dauphin Island were our three locations, but most of it was Birmingham. So Alabama was a great state to film in it.
Awesome. Now, before this film and before you got the script, had you ever thought about this issue, what the topic of the entire movie? Have you ever thought about it?
I actually, before getting the script, I didn't know that the words abortion and survivor went together. Hmm. And so that was an eye-opener for me. It definitely kind of launched me into the whole issue more. And having met a handful of survivors since the release of the movie, it's definitely become more of an important issue to me.
Oh, amen. I mean, that's like something that it hasn't been touted around, hasn't been popular. No one's really mentioned it. I believe this film's gonna do that. It's gonna open a new platform of ministry for a lot of people. And you know, if we don't know what to pray for, my brother, you know, it's hard to pray for it sometimes. But now there's a whole group of people that are out there that's going through this. I have a friend that's named Judah Myers, and she was supposed to be aborted as well, but her mother didn't go to the appointment, and she raised her instead.
Wow.
And actually, she gave her away instead to someone to raise her and stuff. She knows, you know, how it is to almost be that just be gone. You know, and I love the scripture. The scripture that the guys picked for this is awesome. You know, it was a Psalms 139:16. You saw me before I was born. That's awesome. So I'm pretty sure you're a good tight, close cast and everything. You're pretty close together, every one of y'all.
Yes. We were great friends, you know, going into shooting this thing. And so it made it... It made it that much easier to work together, and the chemistry, you know, comes across on screen, I think, that much better because we already were great friends. So,
it was great chemistry. I seen a clip of it with the on the media part of it that we have that we can look at, and y'all pretty much look like I've known each other forever. you and Rachel, y'all seem very, very close, and it like looked very endearing. You know, a lot of people when they don't understand acting, and you know, it's you gotta have that gel. If you don't have that gel, it's not gonna work. And y'all two seem to gel really well throughout the clips that I've seen and stuff. And now, did you ever feel that this was more than a movie? I mean, this was more than a job, because it was a job because you went and got, you know, you got paid to go out there to act, but it was more than that. Right. I mean, this is like a ministry for you in a sense when you do these kind of movies.
Yeah, this, while we were filming, it was, you know, to me, it was just kind of a fun project that I got to do with friends, but I don't think it hit me until it started getting released that I realized how much bigger this was, and the effect that it was having on audiences everywhere, and the doors that God was blowing open through the film. I think that's when it hit me. I'm like, well, this is way beyond us and what we did when we filmed this. Like, this is bigger than just a regular movie providing entertainment. It's actually healing people, you know, touching lives.
That's true. And then it's been the box office 5 weeks. It's brought in 4,784,000. And, you know, that made Hollywood look. Because there's plenty of movies released. There's movies that's been out 16, 20 weeks, and they haven't made even a million. So people don't realize that the advertisement that has to happen for a movie to become successful. And, I mean, it doesn't matter how well the movie is, unless you get out there and you have a prints and advertisement out there letting people know. And I think that the Christian community is great when it comes to knowing that there's a Christian film out there and that they go out there and support it. And it made Hollywood look, and not only just at this, at the box office gross, that's great, but to look at the subject matter. And, you know, there's people all over schools and all over the world that need to know about this stuff and know that there's a choice and that's a life inside someone and that they have power. And they literally have power, life and death. It was a moment decision. And it's amazing to see that. Now, this has gotten some publicity out there with some major places. Tell us some of the places you've done interviews with. I mean, was it Today Show that y'all were on there? Or who was on?
Yes. Yeah. John Schneider was on the Today Show. John Irwin was interviewed by, by NPR. And John Schneider was also on Fox News. And a lot of national publications started interviewing, like The Variety and LA Times and New York Times. I mean, we were on the front page of that. Like, it's crazy just the press that we've gotten. And you're right, it definitely has been turning heads. And, you know, this small little film out of Alabama that is, you know, just right up there with every other movie in the box office is just crazy. So we owe all that to our team, our marketing team, and Provident Films and Metro and Samuel Goldwyn for distributing it. And I mean, they've done incredible work, and the support of the audiences has been incredible.
Amen. Now, what's next for you?
I'm working on, as far as I know right now, two independent feature films this summer.
Awesome.
One in North Carolina and the other here in Nashville and also a little bit in Florida we'll be shooting. But so I have those, and then I worked on a handful of other films last year that should be released later this year. So we'll see what happens with those. And other than that, just continuing to audition and pursuing the crazy life that is acting.
We're going to take a minute break real quick, Jason. We'll be right back. I'm going to play a promo for you for the show. And just hang on for about a minute. We'll do the minute promo. And we'll be right back.
I'm Hannah. This is my story, and it's not what you think.
Provident Films and Samuel Goldwyn present October Baby.
I found out that my entire life is a lie, so I went on a trip.
If you find your mother, what would you say? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
From award-winning directors John and Andrew Irwin, a movie about one girl's remarkable journey to discover her hidden past.
This is my only chance to find out who I really am.
I know where your birth mother is.
To find hope for her unknown future.
Why didn't she want me? What's so wrong with me?
And remind us that every life is beautiful.
I didn't see no tissue. I just saw the face of a child.
Mark Hall of Cast and Crown says, I am now an October Baby activist. And Alex Kendrick, director of Courageous, calls it a great film with a great message. October Baby. Now playing. Rated PG-13.
That is October Baby. If you get out there at the theaters, you can catch it. You can check it out. It's going to continue to be a great hit. But most of all, it's continue to open up the eyes of those that never knew the subject matter even existed. And that's the great thing about Hollywood, Jason, is they like subject matter. I mean, they all like explosions and stuff, but, you know, those aren't the ones that win the Oscar. It's the ones with that story. It's the ones that moved you. It's the ones that just brought something to the table that was different. And I really think that, I'm not saying this Oscar nominated or anything, I'm just saying that this is good subject matter, And it really, y'all did a great job putting it together and everything. Tell me a little bit about Rachel Hendricks, the Irwin brothers. Those are probably the two key figures of people that are there. Just let us know a little about them.
Yeah. The Irwin brothers, I mean, they've been in business for a while. They got started working for ESPN when they were teenagers, I think, and had been working the past few years on music videos, have won a few Dove Awards for working with Christian artists, and they've done documentaries that have won awards, and so this is their first feature film, and I think they knocked it out of the park with this one. And Rachel is just a natural. I mean, she hasn't done much acting before that project we worked on in 2009 and before this one. She had worked on a short film and one of the Irwin's music videos, but really didn't get much training. She's just a natural at it. She's just naturally gifted with this acting thing, and yeah, she's incredible. She's also a photographer. She lives in Switzerland with her husband, actually, so she has to make the trek back and forth between Switzerland and the States.
Is it like a 6-7 hour flight, 10 hour flight? What is that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I go on a mission trips to India, and I always go into Amsterdam, and that's like 7 hours from Houston, and then I have to, the on the way back is like a 10-hour flight. Oh, you know, the tail.
Oh, yeah. yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, they're great, great people, great to work with, and just really talented. So.
Hey, man, now, how hard is it to get into acting?
It's not easy. I started here in the Southeast, where there's still a market for it, but it's not as big as LA or New York.
Yeah.
And I'll kind of recommend that, you know, because it's easier to break into it. It's easier to build a resume and a reel, there's less competition and just better opportunities to get work. So for me, it was easier starting in the Southeast as opposed to if I had gone straight out to LA with nothing on my resume.
There's so much competition out there. Now, where do you reside at? Where do you live at right now?
I still live in Nashville. So,
okay. Yeah. I went to Nashville in February for the NRB. So you were there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
I did 27 interviews. Like, I'm interviewing people like yourself at 27 interviews in 3 days, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was like 9 hours. It was a total like 9 hour days almost. But so I was supposed to go see the movie on Monday, on that release on Monday, because that was the only time I had a slot. But it's starting to get an icing. I was staying like with some friends 40 minutes away. So they said, you better go ahead. You don't know Nashville ice and snow. You need to come on over back.
Yeah.
So I kind of left a little after I finished putting my gear up, headed back. But I missed it. And I kicked myself for that, bro.
Well, you'll still be able to catch it.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it this weekend now. I'm going to see if over here. I'm pretty sure they have it. And it's on the theater still and everything. So
what would you
recommend to those that are trying to get in to movies and stuff? Because, I mean, it's the medium. We are in a medium ministry right now. I mean, that it's getting out there and getting the broadcasting. You know, I have a IPTV ministry that we broadcast IPTV into houses as well as the internet. We have radio broadcasting. We have the TV that we still have and we run. So all this stuff, it's all about acting, movies, scripts. So that's the area people are taking their ministry from. I mean, look at YouTube, look at Facebook. It's all media oriented that people get communicated with. So what would your recommendations be if someone wanted to get into this?
I think first, really, really know that it is something that you want to get into, because it's definitely a crazy business and unpredictable. But yeah, if if you're convinced that you want to do it and have a peace about it, then go all out and do it. And I guess be prepared for rejection, because there's a lot of that. But but also, you know, while at the same time, you know, it is some of the most rewarding work, and it's such like a tangible thing. You know, there's people are, I mean, this medium of film is the quickest way to reach people, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And to entertain and to tell a good story. So to be a part of something like that is really rewarding. And I'd say just don't give up, you know, because it's definitely worth the toil and the occasional pain.
Absolutely.
In the pursuit of it.
And there's always crews looking for someone, right? I mean, there's always a project out there. So just
there are so many projects all at the same time. So if you don't get on one, then there's plenty more. So there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. So the main thing is stay encouraged, and that's the hardest thing. Even when you're planning a church or even whatever you're doing for God. Whatever you're doing in life, you know, you got to just stay encouraged. I mean, I imagine you probably get the doors more than you get the things that you want, especially in that family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for everyone. I mean, that's even for top actors and actresses. They want someone else, and they go with the person they want, and you can't change. Not everybody's going to like you, so get over that.
Right.
But don't take it so personal. You know,
that's the thing. You can't take it personally. You just gotta go in, do your thing, know that you did it as best you could. And I think it's important too to have a strong community. That you're in. You know, I think having kind of a support system of other believers who are also in the same industry, so you can, you know, help each other out and just talk about the craziness of the business and share successes, and
absolutely,
I think that's important.
You know, you're so right with that, because like even though I do the broadcasting, I was by myself for a couple of years, but this last year I've been out going to different TV stations, and of course they're interviewing me about everything that I'm doing ministry wise, because I do healing services, I travel, and that community, that relationship with people that are doing similar things that you're doing, even though they're on a bigger scale, they have their own TV stations. It's still, you know, I fit right in. I was able to absorb stuff and able to even to give out to them that they may need in spirit or in faith. And it's a camaraderie. It's like you have to have that community. I like that word, community, of just people that are in the like business to encourage you and to help you move forward. Because you do, if you're out there by yourself, you're going to feel alone if you don't have a community.
Yeah.
And you're going to think you're the only one going through those struggles, and you're not, you know. It's a good thing to have that. Give us a website so people can get a hold of you, or any contact information that you may have.
Yeah, for myself?
Yeah, for yourself. And then
I have a website. It's go to jasonberkey.net. There's, you know, I've got my reel, what projects I'm working on, photos, all that good stuff. So, you can also contact me through there.
Amen. Amen. And then it's octoberbabymovie.net, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, and that'll show you where the movie's playing, and it's got a lot of video clips and a lot of stuff on that website. So.
All right. Well, hey, Jason, you know, we're starting to put our own production crew together here. And so we may be calling you.
Let me know.
Get you a script in your hand, get you down here to Texas.
Absolutely.
And see what we can do. You know, it's like that's a big thing that's on my heart, and it's always been since I was a child, man. I'm like, 40 now? But since I was a child, like 14, 15, always wanted to make movies. But you know what? God has a plan. Amen. He has a plan how to get you where you want to be and where he wants you to be. And you know, I would have done things completely differently. I would have done movies at first and done preaching, and maybe started doing radio, maybe started doing book ministry, which we have a publishing company now. But God did it all backwards, on my opinion.
Yep.
He did it backwards, and everything that I've done, you know, it's like the movies are coming because I've done everything else. And he's like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, and if it's in your heart, brother, God's going to do it. Because the devil is not going to put things in your heart that are good, that are blessed, that are going to change people's lives. And mm-hmm. you know, that's just a nugget for you. If it's in your heart and it's good, then that's something from God. And you just got to pray at the right season, because not every time that we want to do something is God's season. And, you know, that's just something that we do, and we always go to the next step on our ministry, and I think that's the next step. I mean, we've been doing mission trips lately, but so if you ever want to go to India, let me know, man. I go there every year.
Well, absolutely.
Because, man, I go out there, and we go, and, man, it took, seven planes, six hotels, and 14 taxis,
wow.
within 10 days, I was traveling there. For every we do healing services there, because, man, all they do is believe in other gods. And how are you gonna show them that your God's greatest, or your God's the God, or the only God? And so we mm-hmm. you know, so I prayed, and you know, I've always done the healing ministries, and we have huge healings, huge testimonies of healings, and even from a boy that legs were crooked, and he walked up the stairs after I prayed. 8 hours later, he was walking up the stairs, and he was healed. So,
wow.
And the thing is, God will use that to show him he's God. And we plant a church. Every time I have a healing service, we plant a church. So, you know, not only are we doing the healing services, but we're putting someone there to help grow them. So if you ever, you know, have a desire for that, bro, we're going. It's always in November and usually in February that we're heading to India. So if you're not shooting one of your next big rows.
Yeah, it sounds incredible.
You know, we'd love to have you for the trip. And I don't know if you preach, but do you sing or anything?
Am I what?
Do you sing or preach?
Oh, preach, I haven't yet, but who knows what can happen.
it'll be your best row ever, brother.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, no, we'll shoot some Bollywood out there, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, really.
Well, give him your website one more time.
Yes, it's jasonberkey.net.
Amen. Amen. Jason, it was a pleasure having you on today's show. And I want to tell you that you can tell your friends they can hear the rebroadcast of this at 2 o'clock today on the live stream on Revenue Network. And also, the archives will be there in the archives on the station as well. So they'll be put in there as well. So you can hear it. If they didn't catch it, they'll be able to catch it from the archives. But we love you, brother. You keep doing
it. Yeah, thank you, David. I appreciate it, man.
You keep doing God's work. I'm going to shoot you an email. Does your website have an email address for you?
Yes, it does. You can on the contact page on my website.
Okay, I'll go there and I'll
you can contact me, and it'll email me. So
okay,
yeah,
that way you have me on your email things and let me know how you're doing and stuff. I want to keep up with you. Okay.
Yes, absolutely, David. Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much again, my brother. God bless you. You take care.
All right, brother. Sounds good. Thank you.
And that was Jason Berkey. He is lead actor. Plays Jason. He plays Jason. His name's Jason. He plays Jason on October Baby, which has been a huge success for the production company and for the Lord. It's opening doors to other interviews and stuff, and opening awareness to what needs to be talked about. And that is that every birth, there's someone in that birth that doesn't need to be aborted. And this was a good story. And just to read you the synopsis, it says, "You saw me before I was born," Psalms 139:16. As the curtain rises, Hannah hesitantly steps to the stage for her theatrical debut in college. Yet before she could utter her first lines, Hannah, unscripted, collapses in the front of the stunned audience. After countless medical tests, all signs point to one underlying factor: Hannah's difficult birth. This revelation is nothing compared to what she then learns from her parents. She was actually adopted after a failed adoption attempt. Failed abortion attempt. Excuse me on that one. Bewildered, angered, and confused, Hannah turns for support to Jason, her oldest friend. Encouraged by his adventurous spirit, Hannah joins his group of friends on a spring break road trip, embarking on a journey to discover the hidden past and find her hope for unknown future. In the midst of her incredible journey, Hannah finds that life can be so much more than what you have planned. Awesome. We're going to play one more promo before we get out of here. Here it is.
I'm Hannah. This is my story, and it's not what you think.
Provident Films and Samuel Goldwyn present October Baby.
I found out that my entire life is a lie, so I went on a trip.
One girl's amazing journey to discover her hidden past.
I know where your birth mother is.
Leads her to find the true power of forgiveness and remind us that every life is beautiful.
I didn't see no tissue. I just saw the face of a child.
October Baby. In theaters now. Rated PG-13.
Amen and amen. We had a great interview. Again, that was Jason Berkey with us for about almost half an hour here and just talked about it. There's John Snyder's on this, one of my favorite actors. Yes, hopefully we try and get him in the studio. Jasmine Guy. Of course, you might remember her as Whitley Gilbert on The Cosby Show. And she's done a great resume of stuff, including singing, acting, directing, writing. Her stage works includes Broadway and productions of The Wiz, Leader of the Pack, Grease, and Chicago. Awesome. Sherry Rigby. And she's done a few shows as well. And National Magazine, when she was only 20, she was landed her first modeling and acting film. Acting on the cover of National Magazine. Anyway, these are a lot of them, and you will be enthused. And, of course, you got to mention Rachel Hendricks, beautiful young woman from Switzerland. She plays the lead role of Hannah. And if you look at the promos, go to October Baby. Again, that is OctoberBabyMovie.net. OctoberBabyMovie.net, and you'll be able to see all the information, see all the stories. There's also one thing that I noticed on this, I forgot to mention to Jason, and that is this, that there are several resources on there for those people that may be in a situation where they need some help and some ministering and someone to talk to, and that may be going through the same thing or maybe thinking about abortion. And there is different resources that are there that can help them and help them understand that there are other choices and that God has a plan for that child that's within them. Either way, my brother or sister, God bless you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast today, and we're excited that we can bring this to you, and I'm going to see if I can get a few more of these interviews. It was a great interview, and we'll see you next time on The Midwatch. God bless you. Our address is revmedianetwork.com. Write us, Revmedia Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We'll catch you next time on The Midwatch.